It's time for Breaking Chain with the Men of Valor, where we will have open dialogue with our men on issues of personal, family, and more. It's Breaking Chain with the Men of Valor on YAT Radio.
Breaking Chains with the Mighty Men of Valor. It's Thursday night. I am Reverend Roderick Williams, pastor of the Young Adults Talk Family Ministries. I'd like to say good evening to everyone. God bless you all. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. We thank you for this glorious day that you made, oh Lord. And we ask right now, Father God, that you come into this internet on these optical wires that they have out here, Father God, and just come in and remove Satan up out of the way that we can move forward in educating and teaching your people to come on back to you and to fall back in love to their first love, which is you, Christ. And all of this we ask right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Tonight we are going to be getting back into our topic that we had on last week. We were talking about an identity crisis that a lot of God's children are experiencing. Because one thing we have to realize and understand is that God created everything and everybody. The scripture tells us that the sun shines on the just and the unjust. There's nothing new under the sun. God knows what you're going to do next week before you even crosses your mind. He says that he knows the plans he have for you. Never, you have never seen it. You never heard it. Never even entered into the hearts of man what God has planned for you. He said he has a great expected end for us. And one thing about it is that when he made man in the likeness after his own image. And we've stepped away from that. We've stepped into our own image and our own ways. And we've gotten out from under the will of God. And we have to find our way back to our first love, which is Christ Jesus. And the thing about it is that we tend to believe that God needs us. God don't need you for nothing. You know what I'm saying? He created us for his purpose, for his enjoyment, for his love, so he can just admire us and love and adore us. But we have to be able to give that back to him. And we tend to not do that. You know, one thing about it is that God doesn't need you to do anything. He doesn't need you to operate anything at all. He doesn't need you. God created us for his purpose. And when I say he doesn't need you is that, guess what? God created the heavens and the earth, everything in between, everything under the earth. And one thing about it is that we have to be the eyes, the ears, the legs, the feet, the hands of Christ on earth today, because he's no longer on earth. But greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So if Christ lives in you and this is his holy temple, we should do everything in our power to get back to the identity and the image of Christ. And the thing about it is that we allow society and the world to dictate to us who it should be, how we should live, and how we should carry on. When I say Christ don't need you, there are a lot of things that Christ did before you even came into the world, before you even entered the earth. But the thing about it is that he had us on his mind. He always had us in his spirit, in his mind, and he's always wanted to have us. He can do all things without us. We can't do anything without him, though. The scripture tells us that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know what I'm saying? The thing about it is that the devil does need you. That's the unfortunate. He does need you. He needs you because he cannot activate anything without a living flesh. He can't do anything without it. See, you know what I'm saying? The devil is a dead spirit. The devil only comes alive when he can enter into you and get you to do crazy things, get into a dark world. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, we have to reject the devil and we have to continuously spit the name of Jesus out of our mouth, because it says that the name of Jesus, the devil has to flee. So he has to leave you alone. When you are constantly spending time and praising the Lord and spending time with him and lifting him up, giving him honor, glory, praise, and talking to him and reading his word, the devil has no time to bother you or to interfere into what you're doing, because there's power in the name of Jesus. And everything that's associated with that name has everything to do with your identity and who you are. I'd like to welcome everyone that's listening by way of internet. If you would like to chime in and get a part of the conversation, is 858-357-9137. Once again, 858-357-9137. Pick up the phone and just give us a call and, you know, let's talk about it. Because one thing about it, there's a lot of cold-hearted hatred in the earth today. There's a lot of murder in the earth today. There's a lot of envy, jealousy, hatred. There's a lot of things that are going on in this world today that is not godly at all. That is not something that God wants for any of us. God said he doesn't want to see anyone perish. He doesn't want to see anybody go to hell. You know what I'm saying? That's why he sent Jesus here to bring us out of that dark area, to have an opportunity to be forgiven for our sins and to come into to his likeness and come back to his image, but also to dwell with him at all times. And we tend to not want to do that. We tend to want to do our own thing and just pretend like there's no God. You know what I'm saying? The world hates you because you recognize that there is a God. The world hates you because you recognize that Jesus Christ was more than just a so-called, as they say, oh, he was just another prophet. Come on now, the devil is a lie. Jesus is more than a prophet. He's a son of God. And he has a lot to do with your identity. He has a lot to do with your future. He had a lot to do with your past. And he definitely has a lot to do with your present. And we just got to recognize that and know that for ourselves. That's why the Word of God is put here for you. It's like the Bible is, my dad used to always say, the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving Earth. It's like that's your instruction manual of how you should be able to handle situations, no matter what you're dealing with. And the good part about it, here's the good part about it, brothers and sisters, that when the internet was created, you know, I didn't have internet when I was a little boy. There was no such thing. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know exactly the approximate age of the internet for the typical man out here today. You know, the military and the government, they were already into stuff like that. They were just waiting to give it to us. You know what I'm saying? So the thing about it is that by us having access to the internet, you can go on the internet and read and study everything that you want to know. There are things on the internet that you didn't even get in school when you were growing up. Because one thing about it, when I was growing up, we only studied about Black history only in the month of February. Okay, being a Black man, you can't tell me I'm just Black for 28 days out of the year. So you know what I'm saying. You have to understand that I'm a Black man 365 days out of the year, and in leap year it's 366. So this color doesn't come off. You know, there's a lot of things going on into the world today that we have to get back to the basics, teaching the Word of God, being Christ-like. Because when you really think about it, the reason why the world is the way that it is today, because the so-called Christians are not living up to who we're supposed to be when it comes to being Christ-like. You know what I'm saying? The world is going to hate you anyway, you know, because the world hated Christ first. When you read the book of John, it talks about that. And you know that. So we have to understand what it really means to be in a relationship with Christ. In the book of John 15:15, this is something that Christ said to us. He said, "No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I call you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you." And all he's saying to us is that, guess what? When Christ walked the earth, he was here representing the Father. You know what I'm saying? Listen, here's something that's going to blow your mind. And I know it because still people to this day still dispute this. People fail to realize that Jesus is God. Jesus is God in the flesh. God had to leave the throne to come here to represent and to show us how we should live and to come here and to save mankind. You understand? He became the Son of God, but Jesus is God. How is it that you can't understand that when it tells you that when we go to when we live life in eternity, we will praise and worship him all the day long? You know what I'm saying? The Lamb of God. So the thing about it is that when Jesus came to the earth, God was about to destroy the earth again because he was so displeased with man. Man had become so sinful and wrecked. He was full of he was just wrecking everything. The family was torn apart. There were a lot of violence in the earth. There was a lot of sin in the earth. You can think about it when you read the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. When the angels went to Lot's place, you can see that homosexuality was running rampant back then in Sodom and Gomorrah. So, you know, that's why the scriptures say there's nothing new under the sun. See, we act like we doing something new down here. We ain't doing nothing new that God don't already know about. So in Sodom and Gomorrah, homosexuality was running rampant. There were women in Lot's house, but they didn't want the women. They wanted the men angels. They wanted them to come on out of the house so they can have them. And, you know, the angels led Lot and his family out. But God told them, when you leave, you keep moving forward. And you don't look back, because there ain't nothing going to be back here but problems and trouble for you. And he said that if you look back, it's going to be some problems. So Lot and his wife and his daughters, they got out of there. But the unfortunate thing is that four of them left, but three only survived because Lot's wife did not believe the words of God. Her faith was not as strong as her husband's, because he said, don't look back. But when she looked back, she turned into a pillar of salt. She was done with. because, you know, God was destroying Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone, fire, and everything. It was a done deal. So what happens is that when he had Noah to build the ark, you know, we call Abraham the father of faith. And as I was studying last night, you know, I was reading and it stood out at me just like, you know, right there, that Noah was really the father of faith. Because how is it that God says to you, build this ship in the middle of the desert, ain't seen no rain, don't know nothing about no rain, but you don't ask no questions, you just do it. If we were given an assignment like that today, would we not ask questions? Would we not be hesitant in what God is saying? Would you be so faithful and say, okay, God, let your will be done. I'm going to do whatever you say. Would you do that? Would you ask questions? Sometimes you got to pause sometimes and just take a look at your own self and see what type of situation that your life is in right now and where your faith lies and how much that you truly believe and if you truly believe where you are. Because Noah built that ark. And you when you read the stories, you see the movies that they made and everything. But, you know, you try to imagine yourself being in Noah's shoes, being told to do that. So Noah's identity was built up because of his faith in God. And he had a relationship with God. God was pleased with Noah. And Noah, the scripture says that it took Noah 120 years to build that ark. 120 years. So that means that Noah was way over 120, right? So, you know, when you read in the scriptures, you get to see a lot of the powerful men of God that walked with God lived to be, 800, 900 years old. You know what I'm saying? That's unheard of today. You couldn't imagine that today. And the thing being today is that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the worldly ways have taken over. And, you know, when you look around you, do you see everything godly around you, or do you see a lot of things that are just worldly around you? And if you see the things worldly around you, does your identity and your purpose and your living in Christ after his image and his likeness, does it allow you to identify yourself as being Christ-like to step to those situations and try to correct it? If you see your brother sinning and doing wrong, do you say something to him or do you just let him do it? Do you rebuke him out of love or do you just raise hell with him? You know what I'm saying? The problem is today is we just raise hell. We don't even know about rebuking out of love. Our heart's so cold that we just think we got all the answers. Forget about what God's saying. That's how a lot of people are living today, even the so-called Christians. So, you know, we have to get back to who we are and who God created us to be. And the thing about it is that when you're going through something, Ephesians 4:24, listen, it says, put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Listen, your Father in heaven is perfect. Your Father in heaven is holy. So what that means is that you should be trying, striving every day to be holy and perfect. They say nothing is perfect. Your Father in heaven is perfect. So that's number one lie. Something is perfect. God is perfect. The thing about it is that you'll be perfect too. You will not get to your perfection on this side of heaven, but as long as you get to meet Christ in the clouds, you'll get to your perfection. You understand what I'm saying? Because one thing about it is that the scripture tells us that I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. That's in Psalms 139:14. And all of that saying, brothers and sisters, is that God formed us after his likeness in his own image, right? So that means that we are beautifully, fearfully, wonderfully made, you know, because we are fearfully made because God didn't give us the spirit of fear. You know, you got to stop being afraid of being who Christ created you to be. That's something that we fight with all the time about the directions that we're given from God to go with our lives, and we choose to want to go in our own direction. And listen, I'm guilty of that too. I've been down that road. You know what I'm saying? I know all about that. See, one thing about it is a lot of pastors out here today, and yeah, I can talk like this because, you know, I'm a pastor too. A lot of pastors today tend to put themselves on a pedestal. And see, God said that he will take you off that pedestal. See, if you're living in that materialistic world, and you all you're doing is worrying about the kind of car you drive, how much money you got in your pocket, your big house, your fancy suit you got on. Man, my suit, $5,000. I don't care about that. I'm going over here to D&K and give me three suits for $199. And they be sharp. So I don't mind doing that, see? Because, see, the clothes don't make me look good. I make the clothes look good. You feel what I'm saying? Because I am fearfully and beautifully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of Christ. So you have to flip the script on some things, man. You got to put the old man to rest and step up and be a new man. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a new human being in Christ. You got to know that you got to put some of that stuff aside. If you always out here raising hell and doing these old dog demonic things, you got to decide one day that I'm not going to do that no more. Lord, I surrender my all to you. I give my life over to you, Lord. I surrender to you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Because, see, once you say that and you mean that from your heart, see, I mean it in my heart. See, God knows my heart. You know what I'm saying? He knows my heart. Just send me. I'll go, Lord, no matter what. See, the thing about it is that ain't an easy thing to say. Because, see, God ain't going to tempt you to do nothing. But the devil going to always be standing there to tempt you. It's just like having church service. You know what I'm saying? You hear the preacher say, all right, now, put your arm on. Stay covered. Because as soon as you hit that door, the devil going to be ready to attack you. And he's always standing there ready to attack you. He always waiting on you. He don't want to see you happy. He don't want to see you have nothing. He don't care about your identity. If you ain't living for him, he don't want you around. Scripture say that the devil told God that I'm walking to and fro in the earth, looking to see who I can see, kill, and destroy. You don't think the devil wants you dead? If you serving the Lord, you got a bullseye on your back. Don't let that scare you, because God didn't give you a spirit of fear. You just ask God to cover you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, and you're going to be all right. But see, we got to get into the right mindset. You know what I'm saying? The renewing of the mind and the renewing of your spirit. You know what I'm saying? Because God said the greatest commandment of it all is that you love him with all your mind, your body, and your soul, with everything in your being. You give it over to him. And once you do that and you really mean that and you accept that in your heart, God knows that whatever's in a man's heart, so he speak it. So if you lying to yourself, you ain't lying to God. You're just lying to yourself. Man, I tell you, we are in a time of people say these are perilous times. These are not perilous times yet. We got hard times in the earth, but these are not perilous times yet. You'll know when perilous times come. If you're still alive when they come, you'll know it. You'll know it because the Antichrist will make himself known and the perilous times will begin. They will begin because he's going to come in here with lies and falsehoods to get you all cuddled up to him and like he is the Savior. And don't let him deceive you like that. Don't let him deceive you like that. Please don't let him deceive you. The devil is a liar, a deceiver. He's the father of lies. You know what I'm saying? He's the father of deceit. He don't know the truth. The truth ain't in him. So there's no way that he could tell you about the truth. And your identity in Christ relies on your future in eternity. You know, when you leave this earth right here, you when it's time for judgment day, you got two places you can go, heaven or hell. It's up to you to decide which one you're going to right now today. How you choose to live your life determines where you're going to spend eternity. You understand? You have to decide that today. Because here's a question I ask anybody. If Christ cracked the sky right now, are you sure that you're going to meet him in the clouds? You know? Are you sure that you're going to be one of the ones that get caught up and meet him in the clouds? If you're not sure about that, that's a signal for you to check yourself. Check yourself. Check your life. Get your life right with Christ. If you're not into a Bible teaching church, get in one. Learn the word. Get under somebody that don't mind teaching you the word. Learn the word. You know what I'm saying? 1 Peter 2:9, one of my favorite scriptures, man, because it's so real. God tells us, he say, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, you know, that you may proclaim the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And, you know, when you think about peculiar, people say that you're crazy. You know, they say you're crazy to serve a God you don't see, to believe in a man named Jesus. You know, people have put a color. You know, society makes Jesus out of a European man with long hair and blue eyes. But that goes up against what the Word of God says. The Word of God says that Jesus had hair wool. Man, I ain't never seen no European with no hair wool. But I have seen men of color with old nappy wool hair. You know what I'm saying? Skin of, and they say it had skin of bronze. What? Bronze? Does that sound? That don't sound like no European to me. So, you know, that may offend you out there. But study your word. That's in God's word. If you want to talk about something, let's talk about God's word. You know, people can't waste your time if you're caught up in God. You know what I'm saying? In his word. You know, people can't come with you with all that nonsense. Man, you don't want to hear that. You know, man, get away, man. I don't want to hear all that. You know, and I have to, let me say me now. Let me talk about me. I have to catch myself a lot of times because I don't want to hear it. And I have to learn to say it in a nicer way. Man, listen, I ain't about that life no more. Is that the best way to say it? I ain't about that life no more. Is that the best way to say it, brother? We ain't about that life no more. We ain't about that life no more. You know, been that, done that. The drugs, the women, the money, the cars, the clubbing, all that. Been that, done that, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, you know, but I thank God for being able to deliver me from that, from all of that, that turmoil and that darkness in life and the drugs and the alcohol to bring me away from that lifestyle and to place me where I am today. You know what I'm saying? Because back then, when I was out in the world, I thought I had it going on. I thought, you know, I was doing the right thing. I was doing me then. I wasn't doing nothing godly. I was doing me. So I thank God for his grace and his mercy to bring me out of that. Because you know what? I'm going to get my keys. He said, Jesus told us, he said that I have to leave you now. He said, but I'll be back for you. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you where my Father has many mansions. What? Mansions where the streets are paved in gold, where there's a river flowing with milk and honey, where there's always praise going on. There's no more sickness going on. There's no more tears coming out of your eyes. You know what I'm saying? There's no more weakness. There's no more anything negative. It's all positive and beautiful. Man, I ain't never seen heaven. I've never crossed that threshold yet. But let me tell you something. I look forward. God told us to speak it as though it already is in existence. So I'm going to say, I'm going to be a saint. I'm going to receive my crown with jewels in them. You know what I'm saying? Because of the works that you do down here. You know what I'm saying? It ain't all about the works. It's also about the love that you have for Christ, the love you have for God. You know what I'm saying? The love you have for the Holy Spirit. You have to accept all this inside of you and live that way. It's not an easy job, man. You know, if anybody tell you that it's easy, it's not easy. So we just want you to make sure that you are able to find out who you are in Christ and that you can get back to that place. And if you need help getting back to that place, find you a church that teaches the word of God and that can help you to go through your trials and your tribulations and your storms that you're going through. Because if God brought you to the storm, he's going to take you through it. You just hold on to him. Because he say nobody can pluck you out of his hand, but you can let go of him. You know what I'm saying? God is a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on you. That's why he gave us choices. He gave us choices for us to choose either him or the world. Can't serve two gods. You're going to either be with him or you're going to be with the world. The world loves his own. You understand? And it always will. You know, but the world hates you because it hated Christ first. So I would rather be hated by the world than to be denied in front of the Father by Christ. Don't want to do that. Definitely don't want to do that. So yeah, I'm here tonight. I actually something riding solo sometimes, man. I hadn't rode solo in so long. Boy, I tell you, do I have enough breath to get it through? I can handle it. Colossians 3:3. Listen. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, what Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Listen, all that's saying to us is that Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding on your behalf and my behalf, saying, listen, you know, no matter when we sin, he's like, Father, just forgive him. He don't know what he's doing. He went ours. We know his heart. He looked dead at your heart. You out here dressing all sharp, got your fancy clothes on, thinking that's impressing God. It ain't impressing God like that. What's impressive to God is that your heart is stayed on him. You understand what I'm saying? Your mind is stayed on him. Listen, you going through some things right now, and all you have to do is just call on the name of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Just ask the Father to come into your life. You know, Jesus, just allow me to open up my heart to receive you. And, you know, start meditating on that. Start studying the word. And I can give you something right here. If you want to have a better relationship with Christ and you want to get closer to him, get to know him better. If you read the book of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, then John. Once you read the book of John, you will get to read and study the life of Christ for real when he's out here doing his ministry. When you read you can actually start in Matthew and you get to see the lineage of where Christ came from and how it all began and who begat who and who begat who. You know what I'm saying? But when you look at that lineage, that King David lineage is the lineage that Christ came down through, right? So the thing about it is that all of those men were human beings. You know, I think that we take the Bible as a fairy tale. You know what I'm saying? And we got to stop looking at it like that and stop making people make us believe that it's a fairy tale. We got to remove those people out of our lives because those are our ancestors. They're not a fairy tale. That's where you come from. And the lineage of King David is the lineage that Christ came through. So what I'm saying about that is that your DNA is physically connected to Jesus anyway. You have the same DNA as Christ Jesus. And the thing about it is that's how you're connected. Because how do you think we got here? We came through that same lineage. So not only that, wait a minute, not only that now, you got to also recognize that you are part of the family physically and you are part of the family spiritually once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you have to really, really recognize that, because if you don't, you'd be a lost cause. And I don't want you to be a lost cause. God don't want you to be a lost cause. And we just have to pick up the word and study it more and more every day. And if it's something that you don't understand, there's a book called The Bible Commentary. You know, you buy your Bible, buy the Bible commentary and read them together. Once you read the word, you can turn to the commentary, and the commentary actually breaks the word down in layman's terms so you can understand it better. You know, because sometimes people don't understand what the word is saying. And not only that, there are so many different versions of the Bible now, man, it's unreal. It's unreal. So, you know, you just have to decide which way you want to go and what you want to do. And scripture says that for our citizenship is in heaven, but which we also eagerly wait for, the Lord Jesus, our Savior. So, you know, I'm waiting on that day, not in a hurry. Get this right. I tell the Lord, I'm not in a hurry to join him. I can do his work down here, but his will needs to be done, not my will. When he's ready to call me, I ain't got no choice to go anyway. You know, you think you got a choice. You ain't got no choice in that. When God ready for you to come home, you got to go. You got to get out of here, because absent from the body, present with the Lord. And you know, who doesn't want to be present with the Lord? Hey, I tell you what, man, we're going to take this quick break. You're tuned in to the Mighty Men of Valor, Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. It's Thursday night. I want to say good evening to everyone. God bless you. If you're listening by way of the internet, you can give us a call at 858-357-9137. We're waiting to hear from you. God bless you. Hang on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor on YAT Radio.
Create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worry. not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in, oh, trust in you, Lord. I will put my
that song right there. Anthony Brown in Group Therapy, and I will put my trust in you, Lord. I tell you, if you don't put your trust in the Lord, ain't no need in putting your trust nowhere else, because that's the only person that you can put your trust in. And he'll never let you down. He never leave nor forsake you. He'll always be there, and he's just going to leader said, guess what? He's going to be able to He's going to be able to send a comforter here to be with us, to watch over and take care of us. And that was his Holy Spirit. The idea is that he still has us covered. You know what I'm saying? Because when Jesus was on the cross, not only, here's the other thing about he was on the cross at Calvary. When he was about to take his last breath, he was like, Father, forgive me, for they know not what they do. He still begged for our forgiveness for what we were doing by crucifying him. But, you know, God's will had to be done because if Christ did not at Calvary and rise on the third day, there would be no us today because of all of that took place. And, man, we got to just, you know, be excited about it. We got to give him honor and praise for it. We got to worship him. We got to serve him. And in 33, listen to what it says, man. It says, for the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. We have to recognize that. We have to believe that today, because today our world is in turmoil. There's a lot of things going on that is causing a lot of problems in the earth. The earth itself is groaning, and it's really just not good of all the things that is going on in the earth. There's a lot of hatred, a lot of racism, a lot of things that are an abomination to God in his eyes. Men loving men, women loving women. Not in the I love you brother sister kind of way either. Men sleeping with each other, women sleeping with each other, the homosexuality spirit is floating in the earth. The hatred spirit is floating in the earth. There's a lot of ungodly spirits floating in the earth. And you got to understand that a lot of these things are spirits. And we have to come up against these spirits in prayer. And, we have to use the power that God left with us, because when I leave here, you'll be able to do greater works than I. Reason being, because we got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit on our side, right there with us. And we have to use that. And we tend to think that we got everything under control on our own. And we really don't. And I just don't understand it sometimes, and we just got to find a way to get back to what God wanted us to do in the earth. We're supposed to love each other and treat our brothers and sisters with love and affection. We're supposed to be there for each other. We are supposed to comfort each other. We're supposed to pray with each other. Talk to each other about things, and the thing about it is that, you know, once you open yourself up to the life of Christ, he's going to direct you, and he's going to place people in your path that are good for you, that's not going to do anything to hurt you. They're going to be there for you, and you got to allow him we too caught up into the wrong things. We'll get right. It takes work. It's a process. Every day can happen overnight, and it does. And we have to do it because we get kind of foolish in our ways. And in the 1 Corinthians 1, the verse 25 and 26, God talks about the foolishness. He says, "For the foolishness of God is more than human wisdom, and the weakness of God," listen to this now, and it's something, "the weakness of God is stronger than human strength." Brothers and sisters, you all, not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. In other words, you downright and God came and got you from wherever you are. I heard a good friend of mine saying that he was in the club DJing one night. God called him. He said he heard Jesus call his name that he wanted him to go. He said, you know, back then the club closed at 4 o'clock. He said it was about 1:30, 2 o'clock. He said he cut the music off, packed up, he had to leave. You never know where you are when God comes to you and talks to you and brings you out of that dark area of this life. So, you know, we have to prepare for it. We have to always, all we have to do is look to the Lord and his strength and seek his face always. That's 1 Chronicles 16:11. And that's a perfect scripture. It says, "Look to the Lord and his strength and seek his face always." So in other words, you never stop. You should always have him on your mind. You should always be talking to him and just be all about him. 15:2, "The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him." So we have to get back to praising the Lord and not being ashamed to do it. We sometimes are ashamed of who God is. You know what I'm saying? Listen, this is what it says. "Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord." So that means, you know, if you put all your trust in man, you're going to fail anyway. And God doesn't like it. He's a jealous God. You know what I'm saying? He tells you, "For I'm a jealous God. You should have nothing for me." And there are a lot of people putting up, and, you know, whether it be your money, your car, your jewelry, your house, your female, your male, whatever it is, stop putting the things before God. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God in all of this, and all else will be added unto you." So in other words, put God first in everything that you do, everywhere that you go. When you get about the thing you should do when you wake up in the morning is to thank the Lord for allowing you to wake up in the morning, because he didn't have to wake you up. He could have called you on in right then. You know, there were some people that didn't wake up this morning, being October 26th today. People that won't make it through the night somewhere on this earth. There are some people that are not going to wake up in the morning. It could be you. It could be me. It could be any of us. But that's God's will. That's his choice. And you have to know. Isaiah 40:28, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not." So put all of the drama out of your life. Cast down all of the demonic spirits that try to roam around you, and call on the name of Jesus so the devil can flee. Get rid of people that don't want to see you advance to a higher level in the kingdom. Get rid of people that are always full of just ugly, demonic spirits that don't have no pleasure in their life. Pray for them, but, you know, give them a distance. Let them go their way. because one thing about it is where God is trying to take you, everybody can't go. And the sad thing, everybody don't want to go. So stop trying to force things on people. You know what I'm saying? When you see people, oh, here they come, old Bible thumpers, old holier than now and all this. Listen, you ain't got to open your mouth. Just let the glory of the Lord just, you know, be seen on you. And ask the Lord to order your steps. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. Just us and our mere flesh, we're going to always make the wrong decisions, man. We don't put God in it. Always. That's a guarantee. We're going to always. You know, the scripture tells us that the flesh is weak. But the spirit of the Lord, man, I tell you, is stronger than anything. You know, I just read it to you. You know what I'm saying? I just read it to you about how God is stronger than the weakness of than anything, the weakness of man. You know what I'm saying? God's strength is stronger than anything that you can ever imagine. That's why he tells us to bring it. Bring it to the Lord there. You know, I stress, bring it to the Lord and leave it there. You got to choose your battle. You know, the battle is not yours anyway, it's the Lord's. Let him. He's here for that. You know what I'm saying? And he's not going to put too much on you that you can't bear anyway. He knows how strong and weak you are. He knows what you can handle and what you can handle. So he's not going to do you any harm. The little house he gave you, or the little car, the thing he gives you. So how can he bless you abundantly? And when we're trying to bless you a little bit that you don't even recognize it, you don't even give him thanks for it. You don't give him thanks for it. You know, you just think it's all about you. Ain't about you, man. It's about who's inside of you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So I tell you what, I've had to fly solo tonight, man, and I just want to hope that I shared something with you or said something to you that touched your heart, that pierced your spirit, that you can use in your life. Want you to know that God loves you. You know, he loves you tremendously. He has all the love in the world for you. He wouldn't have created you if he didn't. You still wouldn't be living if he didn't have a plan for you. You on this earth because God still has work for you to do. And if you don't know what that work is, I suggest that you get closer to him. You trying to build relationships with people, but you're not trying to build a relationship with God. There's no way that you can have a healthy, positive relationship with people until you have a healthy, positive relationship with God and your Jesus, your Christ, your Savior, the anointed one. So how is that possible? God says, how is it that you say you love me and you don't even see me and you don't even love the brother you see every day? You see him every day. You treat him like crap. You talk to him like he ain't nothing. You won't even help the brothers and sisters out here. But you say you love the Lord. You lying. It's not the truth. God say you listen. We talk about him. You speak his name. He say, my name is on your lips and my name is coming out your mouth, but I'm far from your heart. That's a bad thing, brothers and sisters. That's not good at all. So my suggestion to you tonight, I want to make a suggestion to you, is that if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, do that today. Do it today. Just open your heart to him and say, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, I accept your son as my Lord and Savior. And he came to this earth. He put his ministry to work, showed us how to live. He was crucified, murdered on the cross. He was buried. He rose on the third day. He defeated hell, took back the keys of life, and turned them back over to us, and ascended to heaven, and sat at the right hand of the Father to intercede on your behalf and my behalf. And sharing his love, showing his love, sending his Holy Spirit to comfort us, to be here with us. You just need to accept that. You need to believe that and carry that with you for the rest of your life. And seal that in your heart. And be Christ-like every day. Live Christ-like every day. Every day. WWJD was something that they used, made money off of, and they still don't understand what it means. What would Jesus do? When you run into a situation, ask yourself, what would Jesus do? Jesus say, you should forgive your brother 70 times 7. That's a lot of times, man. Can you forgive your brother even one time? There's no way for you to enter into heaven and you don't have forgiveness in your heart. You know, you have to forgive so that your Father in heaven can forgive you. We sin every day. The scriptures say we fall short of the glory every day. Every day. Whether it's something you said, something you did, something you thought about. It's something that was not in Christ's order at all. It's not in his likeness or his image. So I suggest that you get that right. None of us are perfect. We will not reach our perfection on this side of heaven. Will not happen. But that day coming, when you will join him in the sky and live with him for eternity, he wants that from all of us. He wants that for all of us. I want it for you. I want it for myself. I speak it over my life all the time, so I'm going to speak it over your life too. And I'm going to ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for sinning towards you, Lord. Forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just ask that you just shed your light on people that are lost in the darkness. People that are walking the streets don't know where they're going, Lord. Just touch their hearts wherever they go. Let your Holy Spirit run up and down all of the highways and byways, the streets, the avenues, the boulevards, the alleyways, wherever there's an opening, oh Lord, just let your Holy Spirit go in there. Whether it be in the dope house, the alcohol house, wherever it is, just touch their hearts wherever they are right now in the name of Jesus. See, we have to speak with power and authority. God told us we can come to the throne of his grace and mercy boldly. So if I can go boldly to him, I can speak boldly to you. So I'm just calling down blessings right now. I'm just calling down his Shekinah glory to touch you wherever you are right now in the name of Jesus. Right now. Jesus' name. Amen. I tell you, man, I hadn't rode solo in a long time. So it's about 7:56 Central Standard Time here in Mobile, Alabama, where I am. And it's 4 minutes outside of 8 o'clock, and I'm going to stand down and I'm going to bask in his presence, and I'm going to get off these airwaves, and I'm going to leave you with a song for you to meditate on and to just praise him and to just spend a few minutes with him and just know that it's all right to love on the Lord and allow him to love on you because we belong to him. I pray that God be with you and keep you, and may the meditation of my heart and your heart be with his heart, and his spirit flows with you forever and ever. God bless you all.
I give myself. Come on, can we say that all over this room? Say, my life
is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself.
Say it again, my life is not my own. Come on, with your hands lifted high over this room. Come on, tell them again. Say, my life to you I belong.
Oh,
oh, oh. Come on, help us sing.
Amen. Wow. Powerful song from William McDowell. And I belong to you, oh Lord, oh Lord. I tell you. Hey, I was about to sign off, y'all, but the call I was waiting on, here he is. Brothers and sisters, Pastor Robinson, good evening, Pastor. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Pastor Rob, Pastor Williams?
Good, sir. It's good to hear your voice tonight. Man, I've been flying solo. I was about to sign on off, but I'm glad to hear. I want to turn the mic over to you right now and let you talk to the brothers and sisters and let you go ahead and talk to them and give them some positive words and, you know, talk to them tonight and get something, get it together with them. You know, I told them, you know, we're just talking about their identity still and, you know, they were created in the image after the likeness of Christ and that's what God said and, you know, where are we today and how we look today and how we don't look Christ-like out here today and how we need to get back to that and, you know, get the world away from us and get back to God and put him back in the presence of our lives and put him back in our heart, get back to our first love and pass him on, let you take it from there.
Amen. So we're grateful, Pastor William, once again, just to be back on the radio, be back on the airwaves once again. We're trying to build up, and we are building up God's kingdom day by day, because we realize that if we're not building up God's kingdom, there is another who's trying to tear down God's kingdom. So in all essence, the same way that we're trying to help encourage one another, the Bible says iron sharpens iron, and sometimes we just need somebody just to help us, to sharpen us, just to figure out who we are. I didn't become who I am just because I encouraged myself, and which the Bible says, you know, we ought to encourage. But what really helped me to grow, to understand who I was that another believer spoke life into me, and having that life spoken into my life brought me to another level that I was meant to be somebody, and God had created me for a specific reason. And so sometimes we just don't know. And so that's why the Bible says, forsake not the fellowship of the believer. And because hanging around believers brings life into your life. And so that we're just here to bring life into those that think there's no life. Some think they don't, there's no way. They don't see the end of today. They don't know what's going on. They're trying to figure life out. But the only way that you're going to figure life out is through the one who gave life, and that is through God. And so we're just, we want to just encourage the people on tonight. Just put your hands in God's hand and let God, we've been trying to figure out who we are. But the Bible says in Jeremiah, he said, I knew who you were before you were formed in your mother's womb. So if he knew who we were, then I need to go back to him and ask him who I am. You know, I used to think as myself, just as we speak about identity crisis, I thought myself, Pastor William, that I was a drug dealer because somebody told me that being a drug dealer was who I was. And so if you don't know who you are, then somebody will tell you, in essence, of something that you're not. And I thought for a long time that that's who I had to be. And then so many other identity that passed through my life to get me to waver. And then one day, this, by the grace of God and by the Spirit of God, the God, you know, you can hear God's voice speaking into you to bring life into you and bring it to your real purpose. And so that's what we just want to speak into people's lives, this purpose. Figure out who you are in purpose. It's not your job. It's not your family, but it's who you are in Christ. And so God is the author and the finisher of all of our faith. And so we can just put that in his hand, knowing that he knows everything about me. The Bible says it is he that made us and not we ourselves. So putting it back to God is the best thing you can ever do. And so I just want to encourage the believers and also non-believers, because even as believers sometimes, people still don't know who they are. And so I just want to encourage those tonight who are listening by radio, just get back to the Word. In Revelation, as you said, Pastor William, going back to your first love, for he loved us before we loved him. And so we want you to get back into that place of rescue, that place of destiny, and that is in Christ Jesus. And fulfilling that and being fulfilled is the best thing that can ever happen in your life. I never thought that I'd feel more fulfilled in life until I became who I was in Christ. And it wasn't anything else that made me more satisfied than doing what I'm doing now, and that is to help encourage somebody else on this Christian journey. And so I'm grateful to you, Pastor Williams. I apologize for being just a little late, but nevertheless, we're here, and we'll continue to help you as we go through this night. So what else do you want to talk about? What else do you have on your agenda?
there was nothing really on the agenda. We that first hour just kind of gave scriptures and talked about you know, where we are in Christ and how he has been, and that he is the strength and our defense and has become our salvation, and that how much we should praise him and exalt him and to make sure that we serve him at all times. I think that what has happened to the world to get out of it is to put your trust and put your all in Christ, because he is the way. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nothing gets to the Father without going through me. So until we're able to get people to understand that, we will see people continue to be in turmoil. We will see continue to see people go through major crises in life. This is not speaking anything negative over people's lives. This is just speaking the truth. God's word doesn't lie. The word talks about these days right here that we're living in. And we have to continue to serve him and to serve the people by doing his work. Because what we do, Pastor, I just, you know, I thank you for coming on, you know, and just feeding the people and being a position job. The Lord has given us this life. Allowed us to go along our food in our belly, a roof over our head, car drive. He has given us so much, and we act as if we can't give him anything back. And I'm experiencing some things on my end. I'm just going to blame. Let me take it back, because you want to say you can blame everything on the devil. So it just could be computer was having some problems. They ain't blaming nobody. So I can hear you very well. I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you, and I'm glad that you're telling me that, because I'm thinking it was my phone. But nevertheless, and we understand. And here's the thing, Pastor Will. The enemy is because the Bible calls him the Prince of Air. So he is the Prince of Air. So he's trying to take out the airwaves. So that's why it is a distortion, trying to take down the voice. He's trying to distort our voice, because what we're speaking is light. We're bringing light and light into a dark world. You know,
amen.
That's why he called us. He said, "You are the light of the world." You know,
amen.
And I'm reading the scripture. And, you know, we read the scripture. We hear the scripture so many times. John 10:10 said, "For the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy." That's what he came for. But God said, but Jesus said, "I came that you might have life and life more abundant." And that abundant life is in Christ. And so, you know, what the enemy wants to do, he wants to steal, kill, and he's going to destroy. You know, and he's stealing people. You know, you say this night, he's stealing our identity. You know, who we are in Christ. Who are we in Christ? You know, and if you never find that out, some people don't never find it out. And it's a shame that it is a sad thing that a person would pass and pass on and die. That's not the saddest part. The saddest part, they never find out who they are. You know, why live this life and never find out who you really are in Christ? You know, we were all sent here for a purpose. We were all sent here for a reason, and finding that reason is in Christ. And so the enemy tries to send everything he can towards us to distort us, to get us off track, or to distract us, because that's what his job is. That's what his assignment is. His assignment is to steal, kill, and destroy. So he's stealing our identity. He's stealing our image. He's trying to destroy God's kingdom, and he's trying to do everything he can to take us down. So that's why it is important. You know, I think this is a great message in itself, that we can talk about this, because until we come into that, you know, it's like a thank you, Holy Spirit. It's like a flower that never blossoms. You know, that you can be a flower, a beautiful rose, but never see the rose to fully blossom into to what it's supposed to be. And sometimes people get to that bud, but they never fully blossom. And so we got to get people that we can open up their bud, open up their petals, so they can really see who they are on the inside. You know, see the beauty that's on it. I never knew how beautiful I was until I came into Christ. I thought I was something, but I was nothing. You know, now we find out, we both found out that we are somebody, and we are much more better in Christ than who we are when we were in the world. And so, you know, I say, man, we can, you know, continue talking about this message, because I think it's an unfolding and a very prophetic word. I think it's a word of drawing, a word of empowerment that people need to hear on a continuous basis to draw them closer. Because the Bible says, if I be lifted up, then he's going to draw. So we're lifting him up so people can be drawn closer to Christ. You know, I want them to be drawn closer to Christ. Because the more they find out who they are in their purpose, the better the world is going to be, you know, and the better life will be for them. That they can really say, you know, it took me, and to be honest with you, Pastor Will, it took me till I was almost 30, you know, before I found out my real purpose and destiny in life, because I was
yes,
so tied
indeed.
Up in everything else. We was tied
That's
up
right.
in the world. We was tied up on drugs. We was tied
That's
up
right.
in women. We was tied up in drugs. But then that comes some, you know, then that comes that voice that speaks to us, that calls us out. The Bible says he calls us out of darkness into the marvelous light. So he's bringing us from one place and a place of transformation, that we can be transformed into the marvelous image of who he is, you know, for what he had created us for. You know, me and you both can say, who would ever thought we would have been preachers? Neither one of us.
Boy, say that.
If it would have been left up to us, we would have never been preachers. You know?
Never.
So that's purpose. That's purpose in people's lives, you know, and you know, for us to sacrifice, you know, we sacrifice and we give up our lives so other people might live. We're not even for our own purpose. And it's like a tree. You know, why would a tree be so stingy or selfish that it does not give off the fruit that it's supposed to bear? An apple tree is supposed to bear apples, right? And if it's, if you see an apple tree, as Jesus said, hey, look, I've been coming by this fig tree for, you know, for so many years, and when I came by and I didn't get what I wanted to get from it, he cursed the fig tree. Because the reason, because the fig tree was sent for a reason. We were not here. We were not sent here to take up space. We were all sent here for a reason. We were supposed
Amen.
To give our fruit for the kingdom so that we can give off our seed, that our seed might give off another seed, that it might bring continuous fruit back to God, you know. And that's why the enemy wants us to be he wants us to be selfish, not to really find out who we are, you know. So don't get me started. I'm tell you, I love this message, and I think we can just continue to just, you know, speak on this message, that praying for those who are lost, you know, that they are lost, that their eyes might be open, their eyes of understanding will be clear, and their ears will be unstopped.
Amen. That's good, Pastor. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, Pastor, I'm going to ask you to pray us out, and if you can, I would love for you to spoke to Pastor Gant this evening, and he's been a little bit under the weather in his health, and he
okay.
hasn't been feeling well. So we in the prayers, please lift him up, and let's pray for Reverend Gant as well.
Okay. All right. So, Father, as we come tonight, God, we bless you, and we thank you for just for who you are. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we'll be glad. We'll be glad and rejoicing. So, Father, we pray, God, on today. We pray your blessing, God, will be continuous. And even now, God, even as we are getting ready to depart from off this radio wave, but yet, Father, your voice is continuing. But you said in your word, you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh. So, Father, we ask in God that you continue to pour out your spirit tonight. Some that are listeners from far and near. And so, Father, I pray, God, that somebody's life will be changed by the hearing of your word. And so, Father, I pray, God, tonight that, God, that in the name of Jesus, as they surrender, they all in all, they humble themselves, God, and say, God, I want to know who you are, and I want to know who I am. And, Father, as they surrender their lives unto you, Father, reveal unto them the very spoken word that you spoke to them even before the foundation of the world. And so, Father, we're praying your blessing upon them tonight. And, Father, even for those, God, who have backslidden, we're praying, God, that you will continue to encourage them, God, as they're on this Christian journey. Because the enemy is trying to steal their identity. But yet, Father, you know, God, that the identity that you placed in us is for your purpose and for your glory. So, Father, I pray, God, blessing upon us all. Continue to lift up this ministry, God, for which we have blessed Pastor Williams with. We pray, God, continuous blessing upon Pastor Gant. Father, lift him up tonight, God, for you said in your word, no weapon formed against him shall prosper, and everything that rises up against him shall be condemned. So, Father, tonight, lift him up in his body, Father. We pray blessing upon him. And, Father, you said in your word, in me shall flow rivers of living water. So, Father, we're praying for rivers of living water to flow through Pastor Gant tonight. Father, give him a refreshing and reviving in his body, God, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. We pray your blessing upon us all. For, Father, you know what we stand in need of, even before we ask. So, Father, bless us tonight as we leave, but never away from your grace. We thank you for your many blessings, God, and what you have bestowed upon us. And now, Father, we ask, oh, God, this, have your way. So be it unto us according to your word. Let your word have its way in our lives, in every aspect of our lives. Spiritually, most of all, physically and emotionally, God. So be it unto us in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
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 God bless you, Pastor. We thank you very much, and love
Amen.
You much, brother. And we look forward to continuing with this this topic for real. We need to talk about this some more. And we invite everyone to join us every Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we'll be back at it again. And don't forget, coming up Monday is Healthy Mondays, where we're discussing mental illness and mental health right here on YET Radio. You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Mighty Men of Valor. God bless you all, and good night. Good night, Pastor.
God bless. All right.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.